Did you read the you see the thing on Rogan about all the fentanyl
I
coming
did
from
see
China?
that, yeah.
Dude, they're using the opium wars like the shit England did to them.
The
They're
Chinese
kind of
killed Prince?
Pretty much, bro.
They killed Prince?
Pretty much.
That is literally what
Did you hear
he's
about how Tom
about.
Petty died? Tom Petty died from fentanyl, too.
They, yeah. they killed Petty and Prince?
Yeah,
That's
Petty.
An act of war.
Petty took, he thought he was taking a fucking
But
Percocet.
Good for them. Good for them on the old reverse fucking opium wars. You
I
know mean, what I mean?
You think they did, like, they had their own... I mean, I know.
Good
that's,
for them. That's the ultimate fucking comeback.
Yeah, that's a hard
like, remember
comeback.
Remember when the West did this to us?
Do you think they dressed...
What do you guys think about this, huh?
Do you think they addressed their people and they're like, we have killed Tom Petty. He died like a dog.
Yeah, yeah. Died like a dog. He was crying. He was screaming.
Also, I know someone who just died from GHB.
What's that?
That's like the Rohypnol. It's like a date rape drug. But ravers will take that as well.
They'll roofie themselves.
Yeah, it was like my one boy was telling me about it. He's like, you know this dude? I was like, yeah, what the fuck's he up to? He's dead. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. He just was partying, drinking, and the girl he was hanging out with was like, let's do date rape drugs together, and the dude just died.
Ugh.
That's like, and I like heard the news, and it was like, you know, it was like nighttime, and I was like putting something outside, and it just was like, fuck, what a dumb, shitty way to die.
I know, and it's also
that's
like...
I thought it was like fentanyl or something.
It's usually like if you're drinking and someone offers you drugs, I wonder if it's like, if she was like, let's do it, and he was like, ah, I shouldn't.
He'd been drinking all
like,
day.
Like, come on, pussy, and he was like, ah, fuck it, come on.
And I can't imagine a bae. I've always had bae who have been like, I've always had very pragmatic, I've always had
the
very
bae's,
Kissinger bae's.
Yeah, a lot of the Kissinger bae's
I've
are
had a,
like, don't, we don't need
that's
this.
That's what I've had. I've had Kissinger yeah. bae's, real politics babes in my life.
He ran
who
into
like,
a dang bae.
He ran into a dang or a fang, I'm not sure. Like, I couldn't imagine having a girl that I'm like, into, pressuring me to do like drugs. Because I would instantly be like, yes, definitely, let's do drugs together.
Yeah.
I would not be able to say, I can't say no to like, poor financial decisions I follow them into. So if they're like, let's do this drug together, even though we've been drinking yeah. all day, I'm going to be like, yeah, for sure.
I've always had to treat bays like the general public, and I've hide all my dirty dealings behind their back. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then I give them propaganda of how the night went. I did not do cocaine. Cocaine is bad.
Imagine the chick was like, nah, for real, let's fucking quit being a pussy. Let's fucking let's hit these lines.
That's how you end
I'm gonna
up.
Lay
yeah,
down I mean, railroad tracks. Let's do these, dude, and get out of here.
That's how you end up doing real hard drugs. You find a bae that's down, and then you know, yeah. next thing you know, you and her are just hanging out at gas stations most nights, chilling.
Yeah, that's terrifying, dude. This guy died, and I was like, "Fuck! Mm. What a dumb way! What a shitty way to end your entire if it's you know one existence is all you get. It's like GHB, fucking." Date you purposely did date rape drugs and died on like a Thursday night?
And the one existence you have.
That's it. Yeah. That's all you get.
Yeah, one shot.
One shot. And date you're just like, what's it. This clear, unnameable liquid? Are you sure this is a... And he's fucking... like, what a fuck. That sucks.
Yeah.
That fucking...
And
you're
going to
sit here...
We're talking last night about all the fucking dumb ways people... Like, we watched The King. Did you guys see The King on Netflix?
Mm-mm.
It's great, but... it's great. It's Tim Dillon. It's great. It's
Dude,
great.
That was awesome,
okay.
by the way.
It's great.
That was great.
The King Henry at the time, O'Connor was telling me this last night, because I looked it up and it said he died of dysentery, which is pretty funny. Like, Timothy Chalamet plays this, like, awesome, badass king. And then you look into it and it's like, oh, he died at 35 of diarrhea? That's not a cool ending. But it turns out he was, like, riding around on a very hot day in his night outfit and just...
Respect.
In his armor and passed out and died, probably of heat stroke, because they didn't, they're fucking Fuck. Idiots. So he's driving around in a fucking metal suit in the like 90 degrees, probably like 200 degrees inside his armor, just like, oh fuck.
My lord, have a sip of water. And he's like, get out of my face, pussy.
Water is for pussies. Just dying in there. There was also, I forget who it was. I wanted to say Barbarossa, but I think I'm wrong about it. Or like Frederick or something. One of these guys that went to the Middle East in, I think it was a crusade, and he like found water and just ran into the water and was wearing his armor.
Oh, fuck.
And just drowned right away. He just ran into the water and just drowned in front of all his troops.
Oh, my God.
And then I was just thinking about how funny it is to be those guys that he brought. Like, you're just a moron from a village in, like, Germany. And you're like, hey, there's our fearless leader who brought us here. oh, fuck. He's just drowned himself, and now we're just standing in the desert. So, oh, fuck. How do we get home?
Drowning in armor would be, you would submerge so fast. Yeah, just getting back. Everybody waited like 10 minutes, or like, because you probably told them he was also God, yeah, too. Yeah, so you're like, no, he'll pop out in a dragon. Just chill out, everybody. Yeah. Like, camp set up for 2 days. You're like, we got to fucking figure something out.
Yeah, they'll be standing there like, I wonder what he's up to. He's down there like, well, this is majesty. But yeah, people die in dumb ways. I mean, roofing yourself. That's up there.
That's modern day. That's the thing that everyone gets away from is the personal agency. Everyone tries to act like your decisions don't matter. And it's like, here's a clear-cut decision. It's like, do roofie drugs or not? And you're like, meh, okay. And it's like, bam, that's a decision that will only happen to you if you take roofie drugs while you're drinking all day.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Shit is fucked.
That's no good.
I don't mean to smite the man's memory, but fuck, man, that fucking sucks. Yeah, Let that be a cautionary tale. You know what I mean? It's like, if you're doing that, don't.
Yeah.
Especially this person, you know, they're up in the age, too. It's like, come on. Fuck you doing.
What was that?
They were up in age, too. This isn't like 18 years old.
Oh, I thought you said they were up in the age, too. I was like, damn, he was driving an age, too?
Yo, that's nothing. A Hummer, dude. That's nothing but respect, dude. That's nothing but
respect. It's like, he had it all, man. He had an age, too. He just threw
it all. I might get an airbrush tee of him. Like, RIP, fuck GHB.
That'd be tight.
Yeah, who's that? Like, it's my boy who died from a GHB overdose, dude. Have some fucking sensitivity.
Please.
Motherfuckers.
Please have sensitivity. Steve, what were you about to say?
Have you ever had a near-death experience?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, definitely.
Several.
Definitely.
Which one? What were they?
I probably didn't know. I was probably hammered.
Okay.
To be honest.
Oh, yeah, you almost crashed your car and died.
Oh, yeah, true. I mean, I fell asleep driving on the turnpike going like 80.
Oh, jeez.
Cruise control. Thankfully, it drifted to the left and hit the median.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if I drifted right, woo, into the trees, balling.
I answered the door, like, to my house yesterday when I thought it was a delivery guy, and it wasn't.
Who was it?
It was this kid and or young adult. It was a young adult or like an older man. I don't know.
All right, so sure. He was black and you couldn't differentiate. Yeah. That's what you're trying to say.
And pretty astute. I was like, because I thought I was getting a delivery. So then I opened the door and he's, you know, like hoodie up over whatever.
Just Gary Coleman.
Is that the what? I don't know, the midget.
No, we don't say those words. Well, that Steve Gerben uses that word.
Midge.
Good Lord. So anyway,
so who was this? Who was this mysterious gentleman?
So he's like,
who's this gentleman caller?
So he goes, so I'm like, hey, what's going on? And then, he goes, he's asking a question, but I can't make out, because he was like, I see you. What I heard was like, you're doing work upstairs or something. So, and then luckily I had a pair of scissors in my hand because I was I was trying to pack my cat's like little toy with catnip. So I was like, so anyway, I have these scissors. So I was like, I braced the door, because I mean, his eye, there was something up. Red flags were everywhere. Okay. I mean, like, he wasn't, he was totally with it. But it's like he was running through something else, but behind what his mouth was saying. So he's like, and I'm like, yeah, yeah. And he's like, oh, I live down on, and then he starts like squinting and like saying, you know, like the name of an address. And I was like, all right. And he's like, so can I just like stay with you for a little bit? And I was like, no, man, I'm sorry. And he was like, oh, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, man, sorry. Boom. But it was just like, whoa, that could, because one hand never left his pocket.
Hold on. So that's a near-death experience? You had a black guy knock up for you?
Yeah. A black guy talked to you?
No, hang on. I wasn't saying that was a near-death experience.
You did say
it
that. Did you guys ever have a near-death experience?
No.
I talked to a black guy.
Do you have a black guy trying to sell you magazines?
Yeah.
You shouldn't. Now, first of all, I live in a rough neighborhood.
Okay.
Okay. And so, yeah, you just don't answer the door for people that you don't know. That's a reasonable thing. Everybody could call me a racist for that, but it's just like, if you know.
No, I've seen your neighborhood. It's one of the shitty ones.
Where are you up? I know where you're at.
Yeah.
So you got to keep the scissors tucked, bro.
Yeah, you're the
hawk on you.
You got that thang on you. You were about to let the scissors sang on them.
No,
if you attacked with scissors, would it be a stab or
no,
a scissor?
No, it would have been.
He's making the actual scissor cut motion.
Kirby
no,
scissor
I
hands.
Stabbed. I had he them in stabbing. Him. I had them in a stab grip.
Would you hand it to him and be like, run down the hallway as fast as you can?
No, what I did is I braced it and I was going to throw my shoulder and hip into the door and, like, you know, maybe stab a hand as I was trying to slam it.
And then spin the scissors like a Raphael, his side is fucking.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait, so what did this guy? What, he was just out of his mind?
No. He also could have just been looking for a place to. I mean, but he did not seem like he was on drugs or anything like that.
I think he was probably doing when you're like he had other motives was probably trying to keep some ounce of dignity or pride while he was asking you for a place to stay.
Well,
you he know, would have fucking.
You turned down a lonely homeless boy, and you said
he was not homeless.
I almost died.
He was not homeless. We did not appear to be homeless.
He was fresh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Things were taken care of.
You should have let him stay.
No, absolutely not.
You got a slumber party. You could have played with your cat together.
Oh, my God.
What was his situation? Did he seem? You said he didn't seem out of it.
I didn't know what his situation was.
He said, let me crash. He was like, can I crash with you?
Yeah, he didn't seem out of it. He seemed like he was calculating other things. Like, he was, like, looking around. Like, I don't know if he accidentally made eye contact with me. Like, he was just kind of looking around. And then...
I think he was trying to suck you?
No.
Oh,
God. Could have been a suck.
I think it was either...
There's been a lot of home invasion sucks been going on.
Is that right?
Break it up, tie you up, suck you, and leave.
You heard about that guy with the 14?
Well, yeah, maybe he was just trying to break in your house, and he was checking to see if anyone was there.
That's what I think it was.
And then when you answered, he was like, oh, fuck.
Right. That's what I think it was, yeah.
Gotcha.
So, there's been some break-ins.
Have you had any NDEs?
What's that?
Near-death experiences?
None that were real, I don't think. No. Just like bad panic attacks. I'm like, I'm dying from this thing.
That's all that counts.
Yeah, those count. The only one I had.
One time I was waiting on a train and I thought about my life and how what it would amount to and I couldn't breathe. And I could.
Yeah, the only one I got definitely that I thought I was dying was the time I smoked synthetic weed.
Fuck.
That was it.
What's that? What's synthetic weed?
It's fucking
K2.
K2.
Dude, if you're going to be out on the block packing the sizz, you got to know the drugs, bro. K2. Yeah. You start K2. Selling deuce out of your apartment.
Spice. It was, it was just this shit that I, like, definitely, I probably was. You can. Like, I was having, like, my heart was freaking out.
Stop doing that.
That was years ago.
Oh, okay.
Don't let him fool you, dude. He's a K2 head.
I've never done it since. I did it once, and I was like, this is the worst drug I've ever taken.
It's a big drug now, because you could take it in jail, because you could pass for drug tests, because it didn't come up. Now they test for it.
Okay.
And now they lace it with all this other shit.
Gotcha.
So,
but it's no good.
It's bad for you. Bad news.
Yeah. Also, it's like, just get weed.
Yeah. It's
not. Also, it's nothing like weed.
No.
The what happens to you is nothing like weed.
And it's like bath salts, kind of.
It's terrible.
It's really, really bad. It's bad that it's
also.
I have
like hallucinations.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was crazy.
What were you hallucinating?
The only thing I remember hallucinating about was like literally like seeing my elementary school bathroom.
Whoa.
That's like what I hadn't thought about that or what that looked like in years.
What
didn't
were you
remember.
Doing in there?
Nothing. I just saw the bathroom. Like what in the corner of the room, I could see like what it looked like. It was wild, man.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, and then that was the night I wrote a note on my phone because I was like, I'm definitely dying, but I can't go to the hospital for this because that would be very gay. And I wrote a note to my family on my phone that was like, I'm dead. Sorry. I'm a fucking idiot. And then I woke up the next morning like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Is that what the note said?
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was like, I love you guys.
Oh, okay. All right.
I died like a moron.
Did you go back down for breakfast that morning? Like, hey, guys.
No, I slept. It was at my friend's house.
Damn, dude. What was the K2 hangover like?
I don't remember. I don't think it was strong. I was young, so I didn't really get
it. It'd be tight if you're just still tripping.
Damn, dude. I woke up on the couch.
I'm going to be on Saturday Night Live now.
I was like, delete the podcast. Just wake up in 2005 on a couch. Jesus, delete it.
I'm going to be telling them Saturday Night Live. I'll be there soon.
Wake up, like, limp. What's a fucking podcast? I'm like, I don't know. It's coming.
Limp Bizkit's break stuff is playing. You're like, damn, that's crazy. If we're just all figments of your Salvia trip.
You could be. I never met any before that trip.
True. Oh no! Wow.
Am I locked in? Is this dude?
I am your creation.
We're just part. We're all part of your just hallucinatory fucking nightmare.
Well, I'm bummed I fucking created Steve. What a shitty creation that is. Somebody who should be my friend is just like,
I am your friend.
I don't like you.
Oh my god!
I don't like you.
I am your friend.
No, you're not.
I'm sincere with you, constantly.
Would you say you're the Kissinger to Shane's China?
It's very hard being Kissinger to Shane, but this is what I was telling you before the thing.
Shit at the Oscars. I was like, we got made. And like, the whole time I was out to dinner, everyone sat there. It was like out of 10 people, six were actively looking at their phone the whole time. And I was like, we got 50 years left, dude. This shit's about – we're about to – the wheels are coming off this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, we're fucked. We're just not looking good. I sat there and I was like, we're fucked.
Who do you think's passing us?
The fucking Asia, dude. Chinese.
I don't know.
Chinese fucking own our economy right now.
Yeah, but what are they? Come take it, dude. Come get it.
They don't have to. They can just keep coining it. They can keep coining it, dude.
Nah.
They're like, yeah, build a bunch of weapons. Guess what? When we need weapons, we're going to be like, hey, remember all that money you fucking owe us? Let's go, you retards.
I found this out. Russia has a smaller GDP than Australia.
Really?
Yeah, wouldn't have guessed that, would you?
Where'd you find that out from? No, and I wouldn't either.
On the news. I was watching the news.
That makes sense, though. I mean, dude, Russia
spends all their money on weapons.
Russia's one of those little boxes on Mario Kart that's like the question mark, and it's like you have no fucking clue. I have no idea what goes on.
But that's why he like, yeah, that's why they act out. They're fucking nuts, dude. They're kind of poor for that size of a country, and they spend all their money on their arsenal, and that's why they're fucking like,
yeah, like what the fuck do they make?
They're just crazy poor people
with tons of weapons.
Yeah.
You got, dude, I watched a documentary on, did you watch that? The Russian prisoners?
No.
There's one on BBC about Russian prisoners, dude. And it's like, it's the way they hire, like establish the hierarchy. It's a jail for just murderers in Russia.
Yeah.
And they're all like, I am guilty of the crime I did. I went, and like all their stories are like, my mother told me not to drink and I went out and drank that night and I got in a fight and murdered four people with a knife. It's like, holy shit. The one guy was like, his whole story, he was like, I was out, I was drinking, you know, I was out, I was drunk, I wasn't making the best decisions, and then I found the girl and murdered her and raped her in the woods. And it's like, dude, what?
It's a rough night, dude. We've been there.
Dude,
murder, rape someone in the...
So then this Russian prisoner has a lady start writing him, because apparently a lot of murderers get like weird mail from prisons, and this lady was like, I've been raped and someone murdered my father, and I want to understand what like goes through people's heads who rape and murder people. And this guy's like, well, I'll tell you.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah, they talked toxic masculinity. They talked for 6 years and ended up getting married.
Nice.
Bizarre, dude.
Did you ever watch that video of, forget their name. They were like Russian, Ukrainian serial killers, these boys.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Killed a dude with a hammer on, and they filmed it.
Ugh.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Jesus Christ.
I couldn't even watch it.
That's tough.
It's like a dude coming home from a grocery store. Like, he's got a bag of groceries there.
Yeah.
And he's already been fucking, like, knocked out. He's still alive, though, because at one point they're, like, just sticking screwdrivers into his stomach and, like, moving it around and shit. And he's, like, reacting. You can see him moving. I think they take his eyes out with a screwdriver. But when they hit him, they have a hammer in a paper bag. And they start hitting him in the face with it. The noise of it is just...
Is the paper bag to like throw off the Russian forensics teams?
Yeah,
they're like, the paper has been obstructed by paper bags.
We filmed it, though. So, yes, it was us. We did. We hammered a man to death.
Everyone takes responsibility for the crime over there. They're like, I am a monster, and I belong in here.
Fuck is their name. It's like the town that they were in. I think it starts with a T. It's like the Tsarnev Psychos.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of it.
It was unbelievable.
And Jesus
then, Christ. I watched another fucked up one this week. ISIS was using children to execute people. They're using what they call their cubs.
Oh, take your son to work day?
Yeah. They took their kids to work day and
oh my God.
Made a 4-year-old shoot a guy in the head. Like a toddler. They hand him this little tiny pistol and he fucking executed what they said was a spy.
That's like when G-Baby hit the home run, dude.
True.
Threw his hands
that's
up in the air.
That's the Middle Eastern home run.
Yeah, that's what he
it's
threw.
Like, damn, you got to execute a spy when you were 4?
Yeah, dude. He threw his hands up in the air, and Keanu Reeves was like, and I've never felt more alive than seeing that.
Yeah, the one they hand this kid a knife and make him cut a guy's throat. And it like cuts. Because ISIS films it, and the way they film, they have like incredibly cheesy production. Have you seen their production?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's like, it's high quality, but it's like... the sound effects. Like, yeah. It's just a toddler cutting a guy's fucking head
Jesus,
off.
Jesus, man. It sucks, though, because they're going to have to keep upping the ante because people just get more used to. They're like, all right.
This was as atrocious as I've seen. I mean, they burned the guy in a cage. That was pretty fucking terrible.
It's horrible.
But executing people with a four-year-old, using a four-year-old
yeah,
to
I mean,
shoot
that's...
somebody in the fucking head.
I guess there's really no limit to how evil you could, like, what you could do.
And they film the toddler walking in slow-mo. It's so funny. And they Stop. Have him, he looks like the monkey from Aladdin. Like, he's wearing one of those hats and, like, a vest.
He's just fucking, like, bobbling around.
Yeah, he can hardly walk. He looks like a midget.
Oh, my God, man.
Then they hand him just a little tiny pistol. They're like, do it.
This kid's all stoked.
I mean, he's four. He doesn't know. Think of your dad handed, you know.
I'm telling you, I'd have been having a fucking ball, yeah. Dude. It would have been the funnest. That sucks because that's going to be one of that kid's fondest memories. Like, they're going to be like, dude, you were shooting a kid in the head. You shot someone with a pistol when you were four.
It's like, did you play catch with your dad? It's like,
well, it sucks because, I mean, yeah, really.
Kind
of. Sort of, yeah.
We had some good bonding experiences.
The weird thing is, like, say, and I don't know, but it's like, a lot of times, like, so say if you're, like, a radical Islamist or whatever, and you have some money, they'll send their kids to, like, a fucking, like, a American boarding school, Europe. Yeah. So, like, what did you do? And this guy's got to sit there one day, possibly in some school, like, some elite school. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you know, it's normal stuff. Just fucking.
Shot a guy in the head on
the
internet.
They're playing Never Have I Ever.
Never like, have I publicly execute a spy against the caliphate. No, nobody else? All right, I'll drink. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fucking so
weird. I dressed like Apu. What was the monkey's name? Was that
Apu.
I dressed like Apu the monkey from a classic film Aladdin.
Dude, that's a monster. They just made a monster. I mean,
he's not going to make it to fucking 16.
Yeah, probably not, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get the taste, if you could start shooting people before your morals are developed, it's like, that guy's ice cold, man.
Yeah.
It's not the first time.
He's going to be a problem.
And it's a four-year-old. They, like, when they do something fun, they ask to do that again. So he's going to be like, Dad, can we go shoot a spy in the head again? He's going to be like, not to know.
Not to know.
Did you see?
That's how I do it, dude.
Did I send you the video?
That's how I get you.
Of the security guard?
No.
There's a video of a security dude that's hilarious. So fucking funny. Walks in. They're like, the gun's fake. And he's like, too bad. Starts shooting him.
Yeah, there's these two black kids robbing a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And then this black security guard or cop or what, security guard, dude. He busts in.
Busts in on him. It's the
Caps
funniest.
A kid.
Yeah, he shoots one of them. Then one guy goes, the guns are fake. And he goes, too bad. Or says something
he's
like that.
Mine's not.
Yeah.
He shoots a guy in the arm.
He's going to die. Oh, well. Yeah. Dude, that was awesome.
You should have thought about that before you robbed this 7-Eleven.
Yep.
Now you're going
to
die.
That was so funny thinking about that guy just being like having the worst day ever and seeing two kids and be like, yes, pop, pop. Fuck these guys.
Oh, man. You should have seen this sick tweet I had this weekend.
What'd you have? You're still fucking...
One of the best tweets
ever. You're still breaking the internet,
I'm still crushing the tweets. This one was... hold on, I gotta fucking show you this.
Bust that out.
I was watching... I spent a lot of time watching Denny's fights, which is just black people destroying Denny's in fights.
Like fucking white managers getting their asses kicked.
Except
I saw
that one.
The one I saw. The like, one I showed the guy you. Yeah, I saw that before.
At IHOP, he fucking tombstoned a guy.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty good some IHOP battles.
I think my favorite one is a Denny's fight. It's Halloween in Oakland.
Yeah.
So it's like two squads of black chicks fighting each other, and they're all
in
dressed
costume?
Like, yeah, they're dressed like bumblebees and fucking. And one squad is out in the dining area, and the other squad's basically in the kitchen at this point. Uh-huh. They retreated to the kitchen. But they're all just finding shit to throw at each other. And they just fucking destroy this
place. Yeah, being in costumes is pretty nice for that.
They're all fat black ladies dressed up in like princess outfits throwing plates at each other. It's so good.
That's pretty fucking funny.
So I thought
this was tight.
Are we done?
We can keep going. We're at
47. Yeah, I think we should keep going.
Just keep going, bro.
It's a marathon right now.
Woo, baby. Strap in.
I'm trying to think of some
call cool in food. Late to work if you're on your way. Pull over, dude.
Yeah, pull over.
Pull the fuck over. You this get pulled over if you get caught listening to this while driving. This is inebriating.
What do you think about that boy who shot that? I shouldn't have said boy. What do you think about that guy who shot that
Facebook
guy
Live
out
guy?
There in Cleveland, yeah.
I mean, it's fucking.
You watch any of that?
I didn't watch the video.
Ooh, I did.
He fucking iced him.
You know I did.
I know you did.
You know I watch all the vids.
I know you're about that, dude.
I'm all about that shit.
Dude, you're about online violence.
That's crazy. I am. That's actually something I am about watching.
Yeah, I mean, you and
a lot
of people.
I like to see horrible. I don't like to see it.
It's a morbid curiosity.
I don't even know if I think it's just like being informed.
That's true, too.
It's like that's a side of life that you literally never see.
Yeah, you want to know what the fuck it looks like when someone's doing
that. It's crazy when someone gets shot. It's such a weird fucking look.
It is weird.
It's a weird look.
It's fucking weird,
man. Like, hits them. There's no fucking music or slow-mo fall. It's just like a... And they don't fall normal. They fall just lifeless.
Yeah, your body reacts to it. When you see that, it's just like, ugh! Like, it's fucked up. Remember the guy jumping off the roof? I showed you that?
Yeah. Well, those are funny. That's a funny one.
That was a fucked up sound that made.
That's made a horrific sound, for sure. Yeah, the guy getting mauled by the bear that I showed you.
I couldn't,
dude. Way worse, because I think...
The skin coming off?
I think the skin comes off.
You see it,
like, dude. His face and shit.
Oh, that was fucked up.
People getting eaten by... Anything getting eaten, I really don't like.
No, it's horrible.
That's a really hard thing to watch.
Yeah.
That sucks, dude.
Can you just watching getting a dude eaten, get turned dude? Into food?
That sucks dick. You're just some fucking mindless fucking retard's food. Some dick-headed fucking bear comes out of the woods and is like, oh, here's a food.
Yeah. Say you didn't. You might not even be hungry. Just like, I'm fucking killing this thing so it doesn't fuck my baby up.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't mess with a bear's baby anyway.
And you can't explain it to him.
Yeah, like, dude, I have no fucking desire to fuck this thing up.
I think that's what, to me, the worst part about getting killed by a shark is. It's like, just like,
yeah,
you're just food now. You're literally just out there.
Your whole life culminates.
Bobbing. Yeah.
Your whole life culminates to get eaten by basically like a spider in the water, dude.
Just all the treats your mommy gave you. All those beautiful little treats.
Oh, all those Christmas
Easter
cookies,
eggs,
dude.
All that. It all just fattened you up for this dumb garbage can in the ocean to eat you.
That pie in the window, dude, was just for the shark to guzzle.
True. But there are some funny animal videos, like jaguars attacking Indians.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Really funny.
Monkeys wild out, dude.
Monkeys wild out.
Best.
When monkeys wild out, violently, not that good, though.
Because
they're pretty horrific.
Yeah, I can see that.
They're like the worst to watch.
Ooh.
So they're like a jacked dude killing somebody with just his hands. You want to see a man rip somebody's nose off? Yeah, it's pretty terrible. But
pull someone's eyes out.
Watch a fucking listener. You need to go to YouTube and type in jaguar in India.
Homework this week.
Hilarious.
Always have homework, dude.
I feel like this animal talk is not good.
Whoa. It's fucking broken, dude.
All that food you ate, and now you're just fattening up.
Whoa.
Maybe we should take a break.
Break it up.
And then close it out.
Hell yeah, dude. Good call.
Listeners are ready.
Great Scott, dude.
We're back.
Oh, my God.
That break was pointless.
Well, we had every now and again, dude, you can't...